Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Both sides have said it. I think Stephen Bisciotti, Eric DaCosta, anybody in management, anybody coaching, any of his teammates, they know he deserves it, and he absolutely does, and I think Lamar does too. That's why this really does get back to the whole agent thing, and it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, but you know, when I asked Rob that question about, you know, do you think if he had an agent that we would be, I don't know, maybe he would have a contract or at least there'd be negotiations. And he said, his first response was, well, Kyler Murray doesn't have or has an agent and he's sitting out. Yeah, but I mean, this seems different because both sides seem to be in agreement.
Right.
We think that, hey, we want you, you want us, let's go. But they can't get to the negotiating table, which tells me you need somebody, you need it in between.
Mediator.
Yeah, and that's what that guy's for. So it was just kind of surprising to hear that. Now, I think Lamar Jackson, one of the things, Dustin, that he said that I wonder if this is a bigger deal. Like we talk about, well, him not being at OTAs. I wonder if this is a bigger deal. Because he's not the only one we've heard say, well, you know what, the offense in Baltimore, it's not, you know. And it's funny because when things were going great for Baltimore, it was like, well, that they're the only team that's able to run that and nobody can defend it with Lamar. Now all of a sudden you're starting to hear, well, you know, maybe it's not the best offense for Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, which is it? I think it sounds like there could be some dissension there in terms of what they want to run versus what they are running.
Yeah, I'm not in Baltimore, but it seems like everything should be fine,
yeah.
Right? I mean, what's the problem? They've got a great quarterback. They've got the money to pay the guy. The guy wants the money. He just it's bizarre to me. Lamar Jackson seems it was kind of funny. He referenced that, like, now that people are being critical of him, now he's just going to be stubborn and not show up.
Yeah. The other thing that I found interesting was he talked about, because I think nationally, even us here, I mean, when we look at the Baltimore draft, I thought they killed it.
Oh, you know? we were on together during the draft. Remember that?
Right. Yeah, and we thought they absolutely killed it. And then I'm not saying he crushed the draft, but he's like, you know, what are you doing? You know, you don't need DBs, and you go out and you get, you know, the safety and. It seems like in Baltimore, which is, look, that's Cleveland, same thing. You know, a lot of times nationally, somebody might think you have a good draft, but your fans think otherwise. Correct. But he kind of criticized it. And I thought it was just roundly thought of as a very, very good draft, but they didn't like the DBs coming in there and felt they needed more weapons. And I thought they got a great center and Linderbaum. And I don't know. It's just, we'll see what happens with them, but I think Lamar Jackson's going to be fine, going to get that contract. Now, could he be looking for $230 million guaranteed? I mean, he's one of those guys that could go to Bisciotti.
Sure.
And this is what we do not know, have no clue. Is he thinking in his mind, well, hell, if Deshaun Watson is going to get $230 million guaranteed, I'm an MVP, I'm the heart and soul of this team, and I deserve that. And I don't think anybody, like from a fan standpoint, would say no. But Eric Bisciotti, Steve Bisciotti, excuse me, has said numerous times, like, hey, not everybody can cut that check
right.
for escrow and put it in. I don't know. That's where it could get interesting, because I think they want, both sides want the same thing, but we don't know exactly what guarantees Lamar Jackson's looking for.
What happens to Lamar Jackson if he just doesn't sign and becomes a free agent? They franchise tag him?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, and then that would be what, 30, we were talking about this earlier, $31
million? For a season.
Yeah, and then I that's a guy that you want to, I would think you want to get wrapped up. And I think he would probably want, I can't even picture him outside of Baltimore. It's just.
In another uniform, there's no way.
Yeah, you just, I don't know, it's just weird. All right, so many people have had, national guys and gals have had comments on this. So Lamar Jackson is sitting out OTAs, as we've discussed. And is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk. He's always right. Dustin said it earlier. Chris Sims is always right in the middle of all
he's
of this
got
stuff.
Controversy just surrounding the dude.
Whether it's rankings that he puts out, whatever. But anyway, here is Chris Sims talking about the Lamar Jackson situation and no OTAs.
And I've heard Lamar Jackson say he wants to win Super Bowls. He wants to win a bunch of Super Bowls. I mean, I think there was a time where he was like, I want to be like Brady. He remember him saying that early in his career. Well, Brady wouldn't be missing OTAs in year four of his career. That's where I want to say to some of these young quarterbacks. I hear like, oh, I want to be like Brady. I want to have a career like Brady. Well, then do what Brady does. Brady didn't miss an OTA until he had played in four Super Bowls and, started to get married and then started to miss a few OTAs. But then things didn't go that great in 2010 and 11 and 12. And you know what he started to doing? I'm going to be back at OTAs. I'm going to get a little bit better, and we need this. That's where, just from the football standpoint, I just don't get it. I don't at all.
You cannot like Tom Brady at that point, 4 years in, I don't know what his contract was. I mean, my guess is I think they wrapped him up after like that, second year, third year, and gave him the big deal. I mean, Lamar Jackson, I understand what he's saying. Like, oh, well, yeah, it'd be better for everybody if you get to OTAs. I mean, he's waiting for that big payday, and Tom Brady didn't have that to worry about. So I mean, I'm not saying it's always a good idea to hold out of voluntary activity. And again, it's the quarterback position. It's always going to get more.
But is it really a holdout if the team's ready to negotiate a contract?
Well, according to Rob Long, he says it's not on the front office. That's what's so weird about this is normally, yeah, like the normally you hear about the front office saying, we just can't, we're far apart. They haven't even had a negotiation. Because they can't even get a meeting.
Isn't it just bizarre to think that like Lamar has to come in and sit down with the GM and the cap guy and like that's the conversation? Like I would never want to be in that situation.
Could Steve Bisciotti just drive over to Lamar's house?
Can they just like have dinner together at Lamar's house?
Right. Like I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out too. Is Lamar Jackson just saying like is Bisciotti trying to call him and write the voicemail. There's Bisciotti. Oh, there's DaCosta. I don't want to talk to him. It's just a weird, weird situation made even stranger because he doesn't have the agent. So it's like, well, how do we navigate this? It's a really, really odd situation going on right now. All right, 216-578-0092, 5 at 5 coming your way, top of the hour. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, coming your way at 6 right now. Mike is coming our way on 92.3 The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hello,
Mike. You're on the fan.
Yep. Hi, guys. Can I go back to the Deshaun Watson guilt thing?
Yeah.
We're never going to know the truth. The truth will be what people believe. You're not going to be able to convince them. No matter what the official outcome is, they'll believe. If you believe he's innocent, you'll say, "Oh, they found him guilty because he was a superstar." Oh, they found him innocent because he's a superstar. I mean, it's not going to change. We're never going to know. And eventually, for better or worse, sports fans will forgive our superstars. We'll rationalize it out, make ourselves feel better about our choices.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've said all along for quite some time that as far as forgiving societies go, a sports society is as forgiving as they come. But I don't think it's more about that as it is. Like, my point was, for instance, right now, this weekend, you know, people are, they've got plans. They're going to go see family and grill out and whatever. And inevitably, certainly, you know, hey, if you're a Browns family or have Browns, you know, fans at your parties, whatever, hey, what do you think of the Deshaun thing? And I think immediately, if somebody were to respond, like, right off the bat, like, dude, I am so pumped up to have him in Cleveland.
Right.
Like, I think there would at least be one reaction, fair or unfair, that they turn their head. They're like, well, I mean, you do know what's going on. Yeah, I know what's going on. And I'm not saying that I condone that, but I'm just saying I'm excited to have him as my quarterback. And, you know, for some people, if they say that, they feel guilty, or, and I don't think that's necessarily right. And again, it goes back to, and I'm not going down politics here or anything, but it's kind of like in our society now, like if you say one thing, well, that means that you feel a certain way. Or if you don't say one thing, that means you feel a certain way, another certain way. And that's not true. Like I, of course, none of us here condone, you know, sexual misconduct.
Of course not.
But at the same time, like, is it okay to say that, yeah, I don't know what these charges are. And even if he is found guilty or there is a suspension or anything like that, well, the reason I pay money to watch football or the Browns or pay money to watch Deshaun Watson is not to watch Deshaun Watson, you know, pray or go to church or like I'm watching him to play football. Now, again, some might say that's short-sighted. I get it. But there are going to be some that say, hey, that's all I'm in this for, is to root for my damn football team, which, by the way, has dragged me through the mud for two decades. So, yeah, I'm going to be excited. I want to see this team finally, eventually, one day before I die, get to a damn Super Bowl. And Deshaun Watson gives you a
great And if he does that, you're going to be very happy.
That would be an understatement, Duffy. Yeah, you're gonna be.
I think
very
people will still be a little uncomfortable. There may be a certain segment, right, of fans that are a little uncomfortable if they start winning with Deshaun.
Yeah, although I think again, if we go back to the timetable, like let's say it's year three, year four. I mean things now seem so far in the past. It's tough to say, but I do think, especially with what these fans, this fan base in particular, has been through and how long it's been, and yeah, it's even those that are upset. And Roethlisberger really is the great example there. Forget about precedent in terms of what he did and criminal court versus civil court. I'm just saying in terms of when Ben Roethlisberger, he was not a good guy early in his career. And even his own Jerome Bettis would talk about, Hines Ward would say, like,
didn't like him.
Yeah. Forget about even just like with the women and stuff. They didn't like him in the locker room. Like, bro, come on, man. Like you got to be a leader and you're just acting as though you're the Pied Piper. You haven't done anything yet. But yeah, as far as like then in the community and all the allegations and things that came out, he was not a very popular guy. And then that last game at Heinz Field, I mean, the fans.
He looked like an absolute hero to a lot of the fans.
Yeah, they would have stayed for 5-6 hours if they wanted, if they could have. I mean, it just that's the way it goes, right or wrong, fair or unfair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.